朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
整个世界都在那朝混乱跟堕落去。
And the whole world is going towards chaos.
人的本性也是这样。
Same with the natural self.
如果我们不去面对它，
If we do not face up to it,
它自然的本性就是朝坏去。
And then the natural trend is towards worse to bad.
那还有一节啊，这是圣经的话，这是我的话，所以我希望没有得罪。彼得后书第二章。
Next, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
两节的圣经343页的新约，彼得后书第二章第22节，主语说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到里里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Chapter 2, verse 22，
这是讲到一个铸造一个堕落的性情所带下来的生活习惯。
Here talks aboutThe daily habits from this fallen nature.
狗自己吐的，它倒过头又把它吃掉。
The vomit from a dog, it would turn around, the dog would go and eat it again.
啊，猪你把它洗得干干净净的，而且告诉它说这是很贵的香水，给它喷上香水。
And then a pig, you wash it and then you put perfume on it.
当你一不在的时候，它马上回到篱笆里面去。
If you don't watch it, it would go back wallowing in the mud.
它闻到篱笆它就舒服。
And then it feels comfortable in the mud.
因为这边是讲到它的本性。
And that talks about its nature.
所以今天我们要培养好的习惯。
So today, for us to nurture good habits,
我们必须要知道这是一个挑战。
We must first know that this is a challenge.
因为住着我们的本性，人都喜欢自由，喜欢放纵，喜欢随心所欲。
And then from our natural self, we all like to let loose.
所以很容易就养成很多很多的坏习惯。
So very easily develop bad habits.
所以当我们今天要培养一个好的习惯。
So today to learn how to nurture good habits.
我们要知道我们需要靠着主。
We first must know we need to depend on God.
虽然地上有很多的人，他们立志做什么，他们尽量去做到。
Although people of the world they set goals and then they determine to do them.
但是他们 they do it by hard way, 他们很辛苦去做那件事情。
They do it by the hard way.
但是我们基督徒今天在主的面前。
But us Christians before the Lord today,
如果我们要培养一个好的习惯，
if we need to develop good habits,
我们知道最重要的事情，我们必须谦卑地来到主的面前。
The most important thing is that we humbly come before God.
好，腓立比书第四章。
In Philippians chapter 4,
我念给大家就好了，13节。
In verse 13,
他说我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And then,
腓立比书第四章十三节。
And I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
他说我可以做 everything.
I can do everything.
包括我们生活的习惯。
Including the habits of our life.
我们今天如果要在这边培养一个好的习惯。
If today we need to learn how to nurture good habits.
我们凭着自己努力很辛苦的。
And according to our own diligence, it's very difficult.
我们需要靠着主耶稣的帮助啊。
We need Jesus' help.
啊、他已经把那个生命给我们。
He already gave us his life.
那个生命有他自己的特点。
And this life has its own character.
他已经在我们里面。
He is in us.
所以培养好的习惯，我们先到主的面前去祷告。
So first we need to go and pray to God.
啊，耶利米书三十一章告诉我们，他说虽然我们刚刚开始的时候会像那个不惯不恶的牛犊。
And Jeremiah chapter 31 it says that we may be like an unruly calf.
那个小牛从来没有背过负轭的。
And the calf has not bore a yoke before.
刚开始负轭的时候，它全身不习惯的。
And then when it first had the yoke, it's uncomfortable.
啊，全身不舒服。
And it doesn't feel comfortable at all.
但是先知在那里祷告，他说：“但是求你使我回转，我便回转，因为你是我的神。”
And Jeremiah says, "Restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord my God."
我们已经有太多的坏习惯了。
We have so many bad habits.
我们今天要靠着主回转来建立一些好的习惯。
And today we need to return and then to build up good habits.
虽然刚刚开始会辛苦，好像不惯负轭的牛犊一样。
In the beginning, it may be uncomfortable, like the calf wearing a yoke.
但是神是我们的神。
But God is our God.
求你使我回转，我便得回转。
Help me to return and I will return.
让我们在主的面前靠着主的恩典来重建我们的生活习惯。
And then according to God's grace that we will once again rebuild our habit.
第二个讲到决定需要付代价。
And secondly, it comes at a price.
要培养好的习惯决定需要付代价。
To have good habits, there will be a price.
因为我们说了道的本性我们会自然建立很多坏习惯。
Because according to our natural self, we can easily build up bad habits.
任何一个好习惯都需要付代价。
Any good habit needs, there will be a price.
弟兄姊妹，像我们最近在培养读经的生活。
For example, recently we want to develop reading the Bible every day.
要能够真正培养出每天都来读主的话。
And to be truly have a daily devotion.
弟兄姊妹，需不需要代价？
Does it take something?
大家都可以回答我这个问题，需不需要代价？
Does it take something?
很多时候都钻进被窝了，对不对？才想起来。
Many times you are in the blankets and you thought of it.
上年我有的区长还这个用尽心血把它送在 email 上，我们这个送在 email 上面，大家在公司就可以读了。
And then the Sunnyvale district leader he sent the email to brothers and sisters so that they can read it at work.
很多的时候要培养一个习惯不容易。
Many times to develop a good habit is difficult.
所以一旦要培养习惯，我们就要立定心智，真正要让它培养起来。
And once we want to develop a good habit, we need to set our minds to it.
比如说挑一个固定的时间，非做不可。
And that is to choose a time, and then you have to do it at that time.
万一真的不能做，都上了床了，想起来从床上滚下来了，赶快走。
And then after you get into your bed, then you thought of it, just come out from your bed and then do it.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅要付代价，需要持之以恒。
And not only you have to pay the price, but you have to continue in doing it.
所以主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，他需要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus says that if anyone wants to come after me, he needs to deny himself and carry his cross daily.
这是每一天的事情。
This is a matter of every day.
习惯要培养，有人说需要两个礼拜到三个礼拜。
People have said that it takes 2 to 3 weeks to develop a habit.
但是习惯要破坏也很容易。
And to get rid of that habit is very easy.
所以我们需要靠着主，让我们不仅仅愿意甘心付这个代价，而且能够持之以恒啊。
And not only God can help us pay the price, but also He help us to continue.
所以我在这里跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战啊。
So I want to set a challenge before you.
既然我们的生活97%受我们的习惯影响，如果这句话是对的话。
And if 90% of our lives is controlled by our habits.
所以我们好不好？回家的时候我们都做一件事情。
Can we do one thing when we go home?
我们到主的面前靠着主的恩典。
And we go before God in His grace.
求主为我们点出来我们目前三个最坏的习惯。
That He would show us three of our bad habits.
让我们愿意靠着主的恩典去革除它。
And then in His grace that we can cut them out.
因为我说过坏的习惯对我们是造成伤害跟生命的消耗的。
And then having bad habits is harmful to us.
不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God would not bless us.
坏习惯就像一个器皿里面它有破口有漏洞存在。
It's just like a bad habit is like a hole in the vessel.
小的坏习惯像一个小孔一样。
And the bad habit is like a small leak.
大的坏习惯像一个大的口一样。
And then a bad habit is like a big leak.
那不是神不祝福我们。
It's not that God does not want to bless us.
神常常把恩典倾倒下来。
God many times gives us grace.
但是为什么我们不能够持续地活在神的恩典和祝福里
？And how come we cannot continue to live in His grace?
因为我们提着一个破水桶回家去了。
Because when we go home, we have a leaky pail.
可能在聚会的里面是满满的。
Perhaps in the meeting it's filled up.
可能在退休会里面是满出来的。
And then in the retreat when we come back it's full.
但是我们还没有骑到家或者骑到家不久它就漏掉了。
And then before we even get home or after we get home it's already empty.
不要说我们的器皿常常是很小啊。
And don't just say that your cup is small.
两三个月前我们家游泳池开始漏水。
And two or three months ago our swimming pool started leaking.
它是15,000 gallon 的一个游泳池。
And it can hold up to 15,000 gallons of water.
我们就每天看见那个水开始往下降。
And then every day we see the water level going down.
但是我们不知道洞在哪里。
But we do not know where is the leak.
几天没有多少天，它已经降到一半以下，都已经降到 那个中线以下去了。
And then not many days later, it's already halfway down.
那找别人来了好几百块，所以我们那天我们家三个男生就趴着用手机一个一个这样看。
And then we had somebody come by to detect the leak, and then we three were watching him.
后来我们突然发现一个洞。
Then they discovered a leak.
就是一条 cut.
And it's only a cut.
就是小小的一条裂缝哎。
It's just a little cut in the swimming pool.
所以我就抓着我儿子的手，他拿着胶下去粘呢，然后我赏他奖金十块钱。
And then I gave him $10 to help me to fix the leak.
补好以后，我们再把水放回来，他觉得 OK 的，通通都好了。
And then after we fixed it, then we put water in it, and it's okay.
那光光为了再 refill 这个水就要花100多块钱，因为漏掉太多了。
And to refill the water, it cost us $100.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，一点漏风，那么大的游泳池，就这么快速的都出去了。
And just a small leak, such a big swimming pool.Only a few days, if the water is gone.
而我们生活里面有这么多的破口漏洞，我们怎么能够任凭不管呢？
And then in our lives, there's so many leaks. How can we not take care of them?
所以我们能不能在主的面前，我们很谦卑的求主帮助我们，挑出三个来，我们来面对它。
And let us be humble before God, and then ask Him to show us three of our bad habits.
例如我刚才讲的那种消极埋怨、批评的，我们学习来克服它。
And just like I spoke before, the spirit of complaining, like help us God to overcome that.
啊，或者我们生活很懒、很乱，什么东西都乱丢。
Or that in our lives, daily lives, things are we are lazy and then disorderly.
我们愿意靠着主来克服它。
And then in God's grace that we can overcome it.
有时候我跑去参加一个课程，他是教你怎么样子去处理你的那些 paper、那些纸张跟档案啊。
And one time I went to a class, they tell us how to deal with your paperwork.
你们有没有经验就是要找一个bill这个找不到。
And if you want to find a bill and you can't find it.
啊，要找一个收据全家翻遍的找不到。
And to get a receipt, you don't know where to find it.
不要说这些小东西，有时候连护照都找不到。
And not just these small things, but sometimes your passport you can't find.
有人笑，是不是你们真的掉过？
And then you laugh because you have experienced it also.
那天我去上课，500多个人。中国人不到三个。
And that day I went to class, there were 500 students, and Chinese only like 3.
弟兄姊妹， Silicon Valley 多少中国人？
So many Chinese in Silicon Valley.
但是我们发现这样子的生活习惯的改进，中国人很少有兴趣的。
And then for this kind of a change in their lives, Chinese have very little interest.
那个老师告诉我们，怎么样子有系统的把你所有的资料归档，让你抽屉里面不会累积一大堆不必要的账。
And the teacher told us how to deal order in a disciplined fashion with the paperwork so that there will be no chaos in your paperwork.
然后一旦你照着他的方法再大好以后，你每天最多5分钟到10分钟，你可以 always 维持非常 organized 的所有的资料。
And then if you follow his methods, then all your paperwork would be dealt in 5 minutes every day.
他说如果我们不这样子做的话，
And he said if you do not do this,
我们起码花了上百倍时间，不知道多少个 hours 我们在找东西。
And if you, then you'll be spending a hundred times the time to find things.
不要说找东西本身的 frustration.
Not only to deal with the frustration of trying to find something.
不要说找东西浪费了你的时间。
Or wasting your time.
而更严重的是说万一找不到呢？耽误的事情。
And more seriously that if you can't find it, then you have been late for things.
那更不要说因为找不到夫妻可能大吵一顿。
Or that if you can't find it, then the husband and wife would quarrel.
他说你们要不要去 compare 一下这个成本。
And do you want to go and compare the price?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要培养好习惯。
Brothers and sisters, we need to develop good habits.
啊，所以像这些坏的习惯啊，我们学习靠着主的恩典去对付它。
And then these bad habits, by God's grace,will overcome them.
原来我说，因为我看了很多基督教的一些书或者杂志，他们里面常常提醒我们。
And I've seen many Christian articles, and they tell us.
他说，也许我们在教会里面很少讲这样子的事情。
And it's very few the people don't speak about this in church.
就是现在要拿到色情的东西太容易了。
And today, to get pornographic material is so easy.
不管是 internet, 不管是杂志，不管是报纸，太多这些 pictures.
And it's so easy to get from internet, from articles, or from journals.
这些东西决定伤我们属灵的生命。
And these things will hurt our spiritual life.
当你看了那个，
When you see that,
你在你的脑筋里面就产生很多坏的思想。
and then it will cause bad thoughts in your mind.
很多坏的思想会影响到你们夫妻之间的关系。
And then these bad thoughts would affect the relationship between your to your wife.
而这些坏的筹划会把你自己整个暴露在外面的试探底下。
And then you expose yourself to temptation.
所以像有这样子的坏习惯的话，我们一定要在主的面前。不让这个东西进到我们里面来。
And then having such bad habits, we need to deal with this so that it will not come into our life.
要用一个非常绝对的态度 cut off.
And you must determine to cut it off.
我虽然知道在 internet 上面你随便只要一转你就可以看到很多东西。
And it's so easy to find it on the internet.
仇敌也不是说没有在我们的心中放下这些念头，要不要去看一看怎么回事。
And the devil doesn't need to put in the temptation for us to go see.
弟兄姊妹，像这样子的事情，我们要斩钉截铁的给自己画一条线。
And we need to set a boundary for ourselves.
很多人想着进去看看就没事，以后就不看就行。
And many times they are just tried and watch it, and then I won't see it again.
当他们一进去的时候，就着迷在里面。
And then once they go in, they are entrapped in it.
有第一次，有第二次，然后到最后越来越严重，出不来。
First time, second time, and then they are stuck in it.
如果我们是这样子的生活，我们来到神家怎么可能喜乐呢？
And if this is our life, when we come to God's house, how can we be joyous?
我们来到神家怎么可能开口祷告呢？
How can we say prayer in God's house?
我不是说我们要配才能祷告，而是说我们里面会像那些瓶子灌着的人。
And the Bible in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 says that let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
所以不要随便停下来聚会。
So do not casually stop coming to church.
这都是坏习惯。
These are bad habits.
一停停久了就停惯了。
And once you stop, then it becomes a habit.
美国罗斯福总统。
And the American President Roosevelt.
他这样子影响美国这么伟大的一个总统。
And he has a great influence over this country.
他在华盛顿聚会的时候，他的牧师做见证。
His pastor said this.
他说罗斯福总统，只要他礼拜天不能来，不管是因为他到外国访问，或是因为他生病，他一定打电话来教会请假。
And if he cannot come to church on Sunday, for example, he's going on a foreign trip, he would call to the church and say that he can't come.
因为他把当作聚会是一件重要的事情，不可以随便停下来。
Because coming to church is an important meeting to him.
所以我们求主帮助我们挑三个啊。
So we ask the Lord to help us to choose three.
如果你有勇气的话，甚至可以问问看你的家人。
And then if you have guts, why don't you ask your family members?
我什么地方最会扒着你们？你希望我改的
？And what is there in me that you like to see change？
那请你们另外一半或者孩子们在讲的时候要有恩典啊。
And the others say it with grace。
不要一下子用 wish list 讲了一百项。
And don't come up with a wish list with 100 items on it。
所以我为什么说三个
？So that's why I said three。
所以讲完就讲完，不要有顿号，一个又一个，一个一个。
And after you say three, then stop。
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来改它。
Brothers, let us all change.
这是消极方面。
This is from the pessimistic side.
积极方面，我们挑三个。
And
你绝对会对你带来很大的祝福，对自己或对家庭的好习惯去培养它。
And then the three on the positive side, choose three that would be a help to your family.
那这样子的一个好习惯，当你挑好了以后。
And such a good habits once you have chosen them.
你要比你去买新车还要兴奋的心态来培养它。
And then you must nurture it with an attitude that's better than buying a new car.
弟兄姊妹，买一辆车子最多用几年就丢掉了。
And buying a car after a few years, you change.
你培养一个很好的习惯 ，lifetime 对你对家人都是祝福。
And if you nurture a good habit, it's a blessing to you and your family.
这是免费的。
And it's also free.
所以回到家，大家都要很兴奋的到主面前去祷告。
So when you go home, go before the Lord in joy.
主耶稣啊，帮我挑三个。
Jesus, help me choose three.
让我在这三个里面靠着你的恩典，我要把它建立起来。
And then by your grace, I will develop these three habits.
比如说，你说我每一天至少要读五章圣经。
For example, reading five chapters of the Bible every day.
不管健康或是疾病。
Whether you're in health.Or in sickness.
不管有钱或是贫穷。
Whether you're rich or poor.
直到见主，我一定每天读五章圣经。
Until I meet you, I will read five chapters every day.
你可以在新娘礼堂坐这个位置，为什么不能在主面前立这个心愿
？And in your wedding vows, you can do this. Why can't you do it with God?
弟兄姊妹，当你真靠着主立下来。
And if you do this before the Lord,
这一生的祝福多大呀?
And such great blessings in your life.
或者你立了一个新之主, 我从此以后只讲造就人的话,
or that you set this habit that you would only encourage one another.
我要靠着你的恩典, 我的话语都是带着言, 都是带着祝福。
And according to your grace, I will bring healing and the blessing to others. I will no longer scream and scold others.
就算他做了坏事,
and even though they have done wrong, I would encourage them.
弟兄姊妹, 太宝贝了, 你试试看啊。
It's very precious. Why don't you give it a try?
你整个家都会改变的。
And your whole family will change.
你整个生活都会改变的。
And your whole life will be changed.
我再要说,
I want to say it again now. The leopard cannot change its spots. We need God's grace.
然后我们要开始实行的时候，从最基本你可以做的开始做起。
And then when we begin, let's start with the basics.
然后真的是立定心智，要很在乎这件事，把它 priority 排到前面去。
And then make it priority number one.
你不要一下子定太高的志向，我一天要读30章圣经，弟兄姊妹，你做不到的。
And then don't set goals such that you want to read 30 chapters of Bible every day. You can't do it.
从你可以做到的开始。
Start with what you can do.
然后开始进步。
And then make progress.
从你可以做到的地方开始。
Start from where you can do it.
然后要强迫每一次都要做到。
And then force yourself to do it every time.
做了以后你们马上会有感觉。
And if you don't do it, then you have a feeling.
然后我们立了心智再来做更好的。
And then we set our minds to do something better.
非常宝贵。
Very precious.
这个到过纽约去的都知道那个 Rockefeller Center 啊, 洛克菲勒中心非常漂亮的这个地方。
And those who have been to New York know Rockefeller Center.
啊, Rockefeller 他自己做见证。
And he himself said,
当他小的时候家里面非常非常的穷苦。
When he was young, the family was poor.
他很年轻的当孩子十几岁就出去打工为了帮助家用。
And when he was only a teenager, he went out to work to help his family.
他那时候一个礼拜的工资一块半美金。
And then his salary was $1.50 a week.
当他第一个礼拜拿到工资，他很兴奋地回家。
And the first week he got his salary, he went home very happily.
他把这一块半交给他妈妈。
He gave his mom his salary, $1.50.
故事里面没有提到他爸爸，我不知道他是不是父亲很早去世了。
The story did not mention his father, perhaps he had died early.
当他的母亲拿到这一块半的时候，
When his mom received this $1.50,
他的母亲看着他的孩子。
His mom looked at him.
他说孩子。
He said, son,
他说妈妈何等希望。 你能够从这一块半里面先分出十分之一奉献给神。
Mom's wish is that you give 10% of this to God.
我们要学习尊主为大。
That the Lord is God.
Rockefeller 说好啊，妈妈。
And Rockefeller said, yes, Mom.
然后他说从那一次开始。
And he said, from that time onward,
每一块钱进来，他一定先把十分之一归给神。
Every dollar he makes, 10% goes to God.
他说如果我的第一块钱我不能够把十分之一来归给神。
And he said that my first dollar, if I do not give 10% to God,
我的第一个100万进来我就没有办法把10万块归给神。
And then when the first million comes, I will not be able to offer up $100,000.
我的第一个1000万进来我就没有办法100万归给神。
And then the first 10 million, I will not be able to give up the 1 million to God.
所以他就劝所有做父母的孩子小的时候， 就教他们学习尊重神，学习养成奉献的习惯。
So he counseled that all parents that when they are young, teach your children to give to God the 10%.
母亲的一句话让 Rockefeller 一辈子活在这个好习惯里面。
And the one word from his mom that his whole life developed this good habit.
说老实话，也让 Rockefeller 一直能够活在神的祝福里面。
And then also Rockefeller can be blessed by God.
因为神并不是缺钱用。
God is not lacking in money.
但是神却宝贝这个孩子尊重他的这个心愿。
And by God treasure the fear of the child towards him.
对弟兄姊妹，这是不光是对弟兄姊妹，是对我个人一个很大的挑战。
And not only to brothers and sisters, but also to myself, this is a big challenge.
不光是对我们在座大人，也是对孩子们的挑战。
And the challenge not only for adults, but also for children.
如果我们肯在主的面前，因着今天的信心，能够有三个很坏的习惯从我们身上出去。
And if because of today's message that we get rid of three bad habits. And then we nurture three good habits in our life. I truly believe that our spiritual condition would be more stable and then higher.
至于是哪三个, 请你们自己到主的面前祷告,
and which three they are, pray to God and He will point them out.
圣经上太多很好的榜样, 讲到他们的习惯, 给他们带来的祝福。
The Bible speaks of many who have good habits that brought blessings to them.
大卫说他一天至少七次来赞美神。
David says that he praises God 7 times every day.
他养成常常举手向神赞美。
Many times he has developed a habit of raising up his hands to praise God.
但以理一天至少三次跪在神的面前。 把窗开上耶路撒冷向神祷告。
And 3 times a day, Daniel opened up the window to Jerusalem and prayed to God.
哈巴谷在难处的时候, 他一直养成一个习惯, 他就上到守望台,他说我要看神要对我说什么, 他就求告神。
And in difficult times, Habakkuk raised up his hand and prayed to God.
亚伯拉罕不管到哪里去, 他养成一个习惯, 他过着帐篷和祭坛的生活。
And Abraham, no matter where he goes, he would live the life of the tent and the altar.
他在人生每一个新的阶段, 他为耶和华筑了一座坛, 把他自己, 他家, 他所有的, 愿意借着这个祭坛, 放在神的脚前。
And then he would build the altar for his family and for God, and then offer sacrifices to God.
保罗说, 凡我所行的, 都是叫人, 都是为了福音的缘故, 叫人与我同得福音的好处。
And then whatever Paul said that whatever I do is that so that they can share the goodness of the gospel with me.
他们都有非常好的习惯。
Because they all have good habits.
穆迪, 他说我每一天如果不向一个人传福音, 我不上床睡觉。
And Moody has this habit that if he does not preach the gospel to someone every day, he will not sleep.
有一次他很忙很累的已经都上床了。
And one time he was very tired and he was getting ready to go to bed.
突然想起来今天还没有传福音, 跑到马路上, 已经没有人了。
And then he went to the streets and then there was nobody, it was too late.
突然看见巡逻的警察经过, 跑过去就抓住他。
And then there was the policeman and then he went over to him.
这个200多磅的穆迪这么壮的让他吓坏了,让他跟他传福音。
And he was over 200 pounds and Moody and then he shared the gospel with the policeman.
当时尼弗森弟兄跟一些弟兄们被神兴起来的时候, 他们说, 不见神就不见人, 不读经就不吃早饭。
And then Brother Watchman Nee, when he first came out with a team, said that if we do not see God, we will only see God, we don't see man. If we don't read the Bible, we will not have breakfast.
弟兄姊妹, 他们这么说, 他们就这么养成习惯。
What they said, they did.
这成为他们这一生能够被主用的原因。
And that's the reason why God used them.
好, 我想我的信息就必须停在这里。
This ends my sermon today.
我希望我们都在主的面前很认真地去面对我们的生活。
And I really wish that we would truly face up to our lives in front of God.
没有人可以强迫我们去做这些事情。
No one can force us to do these things.
但是如果我们看见它跟我们的生活, 跟我们属天的生命息息相关的话,
and if we see that how intimately connected our life is with Him,
让主能够让我们重视我们的习惯对我们的影响。
That we would prioritize this our habits before Him.
我们再唱一次主啊, 每一天我们有三件事我们求你。
Let us sing day by day.
朋友, 你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。 我是玛丽姐妹, 欢迎你给我们来信, 分享收听后的感想。 也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。